All right, random thought. Why do people announce their departure from social media? And what I mean is, like, you know, it's Lent season. So you got people like, hey, for Lent, I'm giving up social media. I'll see you guys in a, you know, a couple months.
Yeah.
You got some people like, hey, social media has gotten too crazy. I can't take it anymore. So this is my last post. I'm leaving. Like, why do we do that? Because to me, that's the equivalent of being at a party and then saying, hey, everybody, hey, turn the music down, turn the music down. Hey, everybody, real quick, I'm leaving. I'm going home, you know, and there's not been one time I've not for one time been looking, you know, on my timeline and be like, you know what? I haven't heard from Steve in a while. I haven't seen anything on his timeline. Let me call and check on him, make sure he's okay. I've never done that, you know, but I just find it funny how people do this big announcement that they're leaving social media. Like, no, like, people really care that much.
Yeah. Because honestly, probably not going to, the way the algorithms are, I'm probably not going to know that you weren't there. So there's no need. I'm actually probably going to miss your announcement that you're not going to be there, to be quite honest. So all of that pomp and circumstance was for absolutely nothing, because I'm going to miss it. So it's lost on me. But why do people do it? The same reason people do most things on social media: for attention.
Yeah.
It's the same reason.
I wonder if there's been anybody that's like commented, no, please don't go. What can we do to convince you to stay?
That's like, you know, when you see, you can tell what's happening in people's relationships just because of what they post on social media. Like, oh my God, when people just, why do you have to lie? I'm like, oh my God. They're arguing again. The neighbors are fighting again, Mom.
Yeah. Well, that's what's interesting, because I know some people that have been going through a divorce, and you can see one spouse posting some stuff that you just know they're talking shit. Yeah. But, you know, but I'm like, if he's not friends with you anymore on Facebook, but you're probably connected to his family, probably connected to some of his other friends. Are you customizing it, taking out everybody that he knows so you can talk trash so he can't see it?
No, it's the past, you know, I think social media has created the passive-aggressive way of communication. And people love to do that. And well, I wasn't talking about you. And see, I can literally say I wasn't talking about you, because I'll just put some random shit, just like, you know, here we go. Regular guys, random thoughts. Random thoughts pop in our heads. But, you know, sometimes something goes up. And it's like when you go to church once every, you know, 6 months or once a year, and you feel like the pastor's calling you up. No, he's just going down his routine. And let me check this list off. And let me say, oh, yes, that if you haven't been here in a while, and you just feel like, oh, crap, he knows I'm here. No, he didn't see you. He didn't.
Pastor's all in my business today.
When he's like, when you're lusting after, oh, he must see me looking over at so-and-so. No, he's just running down his routine. You just happen to be guilty of that. That's all.
That's right. That's right. The Holy Ghost don't keep secrets. They be knowing.
That thought that you have, guess where it came from?
I bet as soon as you walk to the church, the Holy Ghost is like, there she go, pastor, right there. Row 3, that one I was telling you about, that's her. Saturday night at the club, yeah, she was doing it.
Hey, people walking into church like Eddie Murphy in Vampire in Brooklyn. Ooh, Jesus Christ, it's hot in here. I mean, the Lord said, let's go outside for service. If you haven't seen that movie, it's the only good part in that movie. The rest of the movie is garbage, looking like Astrid and Simpson in the goddamn movie. But
yeah. Well, I love that part where the preacher goes, if every day was a sunny day, then what's a sunny day? I'm like, that is good wisdom. That is good wisdom. It is.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard people having some random crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 25. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Can't believe we're actually at 25 already, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I mean, it's, yeah, we started talking about this, what, June?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was around like May, you know, May, June sometime. And then it was just went from a conversation to here we are now, 25 episodes in.
You know, we should get a sponsor by Nike just for that, because we said we were going to do it. And guess what? We
did it.
And here we are, 25 episodes later, still going strong. No signs of slowing down anytime soon. So I'm ready to, for when we get to that 100 episode mark, to 50 episode mark, the 100 episode mark. You know, we'll probably do some celebrations when we get to that 100 episode. Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, and probably some more regular guys, random giveaways as well when we reach those milestones. I'm with
Indeed. Matter of fact, as you said, you know, like, comment, subscribe, because next week we do the next random giveaway. So,
yep. So get that like, subscribe, and comment in. Comment is the key. That's how you get the money.
Exactly. What made you smile this week, Tel?
So made me smile this week is everything in my house is done. I have everything all hung up that I already had. I still got some more decorating to do, but everything was all done. My friend that did the decorating was amazing. I never would have put this place to look the way that she set it up. So it just feels good to just be done. And now I just want to invite people over, but you know, COVID.
I'm going to say, had you tried to lie and said you had done that? Just looking at the pictures, I knew you didn't. I knew somebody else with taste did it. Because, and I'm not saying that to say anything bad about your taste, because you've got great taste. However, you know, there's certain things that we just can't do. You know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, and you get people who excel in that kind of thing. Like when my wife and I was like, oh, we need to do some stuff around the house. You tell me what we're doing.
I'll do it, just tell me what we're doing. I figured I've turned a new leaf. I'm a total different Terrell. You know, remember back in college, you and I lived together and we would like cook dinner for people, and all we really did was get those Lipton rice mixes and all that stuff, and then the girls would come over and be like, y'all made all this? Like, yes, we made all this. Like, yes, we made it from scratch. We totally lied, but we made it from scratch. I couldn't pull that off with this decorator. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. It's not like I don't recall, and you know, maybe that's just my old age kicking in. I don't recall saying we made it from scratch. I just said we made it.
We did. Okay. Yeah. Right. But somehow you and I made from scratch potatoes au gratin, which I can't even make that now. But you know, when you're 19, 20, they believed it.
Yeah, there's that, and then from scratch could be from the box.
What made you smile this week?
Well, you know, so there's been a lot going on this week, man. So much. There's been, you know, stuff upon stuff upon stuff. But one of the things that's got me smiling this week is the fact that, matter of fact, Wednesday, got a new podcast dropping Wednesday, and it's a monthly, and it's going to be seasonal. It's 8 episodes per season. It's called Unsculpt the Podcast. And basically what this is, it's not just for people who are in radio, but that's where the definition of it comes from. If you're in radio, interested in radio, or ever listened to the radio, then these are the people that you've listened to, and these are people whose stories that you've heard, or heard them telling stories. Mm-hmm. Well, now you get to hear their story. So this one's really the story behind the storytellers, and it's Unscope the Podcast. Drops Wednesday. It's monthly, first Wednesday of every month, and it's going to be 8 episodes for the first season. Then we'll have some off-season stuff, and drop the next season next year. So, you know, really excited about this one, man. It's just a passion project between me and one of my coworkers. Really excited about it, getting a lot of traction from within the industry. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody else gets it. It's this documentary style, because we sit down and have each episode, we sit down and have an interview with the person. Like the first person we're doing this one is the VP of programming for Radio 1, Kobe Cobe. So if you've ever been in Philly, you've heard of Kobe Cobe, big guy in Philly, biopic, Wendy Williams biopic that just came out. She kind of glossed right over her stay in Philly. She just like blinked and I was in Philly for a little bit. Well, he actually tells us more of the story of what happened there when she was there, and some of the stuff like even how you doing, that wasn't originally her saying. So it's pretty interesting, some of the stuff that comes up in there, some of those stories behind the storyteller. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, congratulations, man. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Yes, sir. So we got a whole new segment that we're gonna be starting, and just because some of these stories that pop up and we see, you just wanna go, why didn't you just shut your mouth?
Yes. Yes. Stop telling on yourself. So the first story, and this is one that's gone viral. Now, there was an original story about this maybe back in January or December. And it was about this mom who created an OnlyFans account and didn't realize it was going to take off as well as it was. And she has, I forget how many subscribers, but she's making $150,000 a month on this OnlyFans account, right? And so apparently this mom is the mother of three children that she has in a private Catholic school. So I think that original story is probably how she got caught, because now a lot of parents got hold of the story and her OnlyFans. I'm assuming some saw the story. Some probably went into OnlyFans and was like, oh, we know her, because, you know, they were doing some, they were doing their own dirt. Right. Yeah. And so now they started to put this petition to get her kids expelled from the school. And now the Catholic school has expelled all three of her children. And so now they're trying to find a different Catholic school, which I'm like, good luck with that. You're probably going to be in the same issue. Now, when I saw that story, I was like, why would you tell on yourself like that? A, why would you tell people how much money you make? You know, Yanni, how much money do you make in radio?
A dollar.
There you go. You would never be like, yeah, I make this. So why would you go on there? I make $150,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And then so more backstory is that her and her husband were having some marital problems, which, you know, can happen. You know, she'd had three kids. She wasn't feeling sexy and all that. And so it started out just to be this kind of sexy thing that she did. And, you know, he knew about it. And all of a sudden, she just started getting all these subscribers. Now, she's not really doing, from what she claims, not doing any porn or any type of sex acts. It's more just pictures, right? And now has $150,000 a month in income from her subscribers. And I'm like, with $150,000 a month, homeschool your kids. You know, you can afford it. You know, but it's unfortunate that the kids got the have to deal with the wrath of these parents being either upset or jealous. But at the end of the day, shut your mouth.
Okay, I know I'm newly married here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary really soon. But so I may not be skilled in the knowledge of this, but to spice up the marriage, I don't see at any point in time me saying to my wife, yeah, why don't you start an OnlyFans page? I just don't see how this works.
Well, but keep in mind, you're 1 year in, right? It kind of goes back to that whole swingers thing that we talked about. Once you've been 15 years in and all that, sometimes people want to do some things to spice up their love life. And I'm 100% for that. I don't think that these people should be sex shamed for having an OnlyFans account, but so I don't fault them for doing what they're doing. And if that's her, that's between her and her husband, the worst
fault
fine,
her either.
But just shut your mouth about it. Shut your mouth about it.
And at least come up with a believable story. Damn it. Look, don't tell me you're trying to spice it up. Look, I thought, you know, unless the story is, I just wanted him to feel, to know that I'm desired by other men. If that's what it is, if that's what it is, then great. But it sounds kind of fishy. When you say, well, you know, it was just a spice up. Take the goddamn pictures. Send it to him. You don't put them on OnlyFans for everybody else to see. Because you know what? In my relationship, that's a fight. That's the start of a fight. Why are you sending everybody else our business?
but how is that any different? How is that any different than the people who are very fit, right? Very attractive, you know, athletic builds, that take a lot of pictures with the shirts off, or they're in these little bathing suits and they're always posing on Insta, Twitter, just putting pictures out there of themselves. It's the same thing. You're getting the attention. You're getting the attention
for that reason, for the attention, for the likes. So if that's what it is, but don't say, I'm not buying it. If that's what it is, I'm not buying it was to spice up the relationship. I don't buy it, but I will say for $150,000, the husband's like, yeah, don't you put these big, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Put some more up, goddammit. Matter of fact, I bought you a new outfit, baby.
Totally. I mean, because I think in this day and age with so much information that's getting streamed all over the place, people are going to forget about you.
Yeah.
You know, but my whole thing is if you're going to be a parent and you got most of these private schools, they have some type of rules, you know, in their handbook, some type of code of conduct. And so just make sure that you're not breaking any of that and do whatever you want. But still, shut your mouth about how much money you're making, because I don't think that they're upset about her taking these pictures. I just think the fact that she's making $150,000 a month is pissing people off.
Because that means she's making over $1 million a year. And here's the thing about this too. Her and her husband must have forgotten what it was like to be high school kids. You've got three kids. They're in school. You, yeah, it's not a Playboy magazine, but this is a lot easier to access. Mm-hmm. Don't you think they're going to find it at some point? Now, what's it for the kids? Because you're not thinking about what's happening with the kids. And again, I have nothing. Do what you do. I've seen couples who do a lot of crazy stuff, and that's great. Do what you do. Put it out there. Make your money. $150,000? Who the hell am I to tell you that? I don't make $150,000 a goddamn month. So what the hell am I right. talking? Let me shut up. Matter of fact, let me shut my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody who should have definitely shut their mouth. And when we say shut your mouth, it's not just a physical mouth, but even your fingers and tweeting and posting on IG, because these jackasses robbed the Chanel store in Soho, right? Mm. Down, got arrested in Florida. Why? How did they get caught? Because this is in New York. They right. get caught in Florida because these jackasses. One of the guys goes on IG and says, goes on social media, I think it's IG, but you know, social media, and says that I could start a small boutique with all the stuff we got out of that store.
Shut your damn mouth. You just told on yourself. That's just ridiculous. And made a video of it. That's just dumb. Just done.
Cops got to be like, oh, what the fuck? This can't be real, right? No. Like, hey, Tim, come over here. This can't be real, right?
All right, go get him. Go pick him up.
This shit just got easy. I guess I got the rest of the week off. Let's go play some golf.
Well, and I'm sure there's probably a part of the police department that of people that specialize in just scanning social media stuff and yeah. finding these idiots who are out there doing that. But that's dumb. That's just straight up dumb. Now, it was two of them or one person?
No, I think it was more than one person who did it. But there was one guy that posted about it.
Yeah, so his friends need to whip his ass. And there's someone else that needs to shut their mouth now. It's still my friend Ted Cruz. when the politics as usual. I told you, I'm going to talk about this man every week. And I just want all of my Texans out there to just remember what happened. Again, we're not upset about him going to Cancun because I could have got out, I would have. We're not upset about that. Be not upset about the fact that he lied and tried to say it was trying to be a good dad. Then his wife's text messages come out. They had planned this way to get out. And he straight up lied to everybody about it. That's the type of politician you don't want. And there's been a lot of great people who have been helping AOC raise a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey is putting on... a concert event to help raise money for people who are still struggling. Man, you got people who've been impacted hard with their utility bills. You got damage to people's homes, all that. I mean, it was just a mess, but there's been a lot of good people who have been helping out. The one that did not help out is Ted Cruz. And even though he flew back and tried to like put some water in people's trunks and take a photo op, which is another reason you should vote this dude out when the time comes, it just bothers me. So every week, I'm going to give a little shout out to my homie Ted Cruz and all my Texans. Remember this. If you don't remember anything else about his policies or anything like that, because I'm not going at that. My thing is you straight up lied to the community and you need to be dealt with. So remember this when you're in the ballot box.
I think you need to also describe it correctly. He didn't come back and then try to put water in people's trunks. That potentially infectious bastard. How do you hop off a plane from
Mexico?
Country where the CDC tells you, do not travel. And if you do, do this. And, you know, do not travel out of the country. You do this. This is what you need to do. And yet he goes and he's not just out there putting these cases in people's trunks, but he's also touching people. What the heck? You potentially infectious bastard.
Yeah.
Fold his ass
out. You get all the shade you deserve. Right now, it's just a mess. He just gave a speech where he was talking about the whole mask in restaurants, and he made the comment. So I guess the coronavirus is only up here because you sit down at a table, you take your mask off, then you stand up, go to the bathroom, you got to put your mask on. I'm like, God, you're just an idiot. That's just dumb.
You know, it's the people who are that. It's just a hoax. It's this. Is that? I mean. You know that's not the case. You have access to the information. You of all people know that. But you want to go ahead and follow along with this rhetoric and keep going down that path. When he gets it, it's going to be really bad for him. And that's just one of those things. Because the people who go down that route, when they get it, it's always bad. But then he'll come out and say, well, see, it wasn't that bad. He'll follow the playbook of his leader, who he's still backing after the same guy, you know, talked about his dad, talked about his wife. I don't understand how his wife even went on vacation with him. When, you know, this man allowed somebody to talk trash about you and then has been backing him for the last 4 years just to save his political. Well, then again, all right, never mind. Because you know what? We're not in their house. She might have told him, look, you better make sure you hold on to your seat.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah. We love to say the wife is a victim. We have no idea. Let's step out of that house. Let me shut my damn mouth.
she might be on board. She's like, look, you need to keep this job because those rooms in Cancun are $309 a night and they got good security. And you know how much I like to go. So,
and you know what's interesting, because I remember when the whole thing came out about the text club, and you're not a big fan of the text club, right? The text groups aren't
group text,
stuff.
Group text, yep.
Right. And so here's the problem is that I think you're like, well, that's, you never know who's going to get it out. I think people in there, in that group text, were probably parents of people in the school. Because one of the things that came up was some of the parents are like, we need to make sure that those kids, the Cruz kids, quarantine and do not come back to school. And when they're in that quarantine, they also can't join virtually either. So that's the rules of the school. And if everybody else has to follow those rules, and they're just like, I feel they're not going to make them follow those rules because of who they are, but they need to do the exact same thing. So, therefore, that's when they should have, again, stand up, be a man. If you did it, just admit it. I'm going back to my old Chris Rock jokes.
Yeah.
Just admit it.
Yeah.
It'll be all right if you say you just did it.
Yeah, if he just would have straight up said that, I had no issue. He has nothing to do with ERCOT or the power system or energy system in Texas. Exactly. He has nothing to do with that. So, I don't fault him for getting out of it. Again, if I could have gone to Cancun, I sure would have. Brought my laptop and just went to work, you know, but I couldn't, right? And just admit it. Just don't lie to us like we're idiots. That's the thing that bothers me the most. When you get straight up caught in a lie, just own that. All politicians are going to lie. I get that. But you just got straight up bold-faced lied to us. No. So Texans, every week, I'm going to give this little shout out. Vote them out. We're better than Florida, damn it. Vote them out.
We'll see. You know, is either y'all vote them out or we start calling you flexes.
Yeah.
You know, as we get to the sport, for the sport of it, man, this one, just like, man, this will hit a little different because I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, right? Tiger Woods is the reason I watch golf. I remember the days it would come on TV like, why the hell is this shit on? I mean, who the hell watches this crap? Until I became one of those guys who was watching it. And the reason I was watching it was because I started playing golf. And the reason I started playing golf was, tell you how long ago this was. So I went into a Blockbuster one day, right?
Wow. You haven't heard someone say that in a long time.
In a long time. And I remember looking for a movie, couldn't find one. So I said, saw the game and I asked the guy, hey, how's this game? He goes, it's addictive. He said, once you start playing, you won't want to stop. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. So I borrowed it anyway, and I rented it, went home, started playing it, got hooked. The next day I got up, went and bought a set of clubs, realized I couldn't hit the balls, took lessons. So it was so easy on the game, though.
Yeah.
So that's why I respect a lot of what Tiger did. So I missed a lot of his early part, but, you know, through the grace of wonderful television, I'm able to go back and see, you know, a lot of his stuff, watches the documentary that obviously wasn't one sanctioned by Tiger that was recently on HBO. Man, I love all the stories about him as they come through. But this latest one was not a great one when, you know, he got in this accident. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out of the vehicle. You know, multiple leg injuries. I think something with his ankle as well, too. So it's going to be really interesting to see not only can he make it back, but just can he just get back to walking and regular life? Because that was the big thing for him just not too long ago with his back surgeries.
Back surgery.
Could he just get up and be able to play with his kids? And that's the main thing. So do I think he's coming back to golf? I don't see him coming back to golf. I think Jack Nicholson's record is now safe because I don't see him coming back on that level again. If it is, it's going to be ceremonious at the Masters and stuff like that, kind of like how Jack does. But what I thought was really cool was Sunday night, Sunday, you had a lot of the golfers wearing red in honor of Tiger, because that's the signature. Sundays is red and black. Tiger always wears red. And matter of fact, at the Puerto Rico Open, the whole grounds crew wore red shirts with black pants. But then you had a lot of the golfers themselves showing up at the World Golf Championship, you know, wearing red. Tommy Fleetwood, by the way, if there's anybody who looks like his name, it's Tommy Fleetwood. He looks exactly like, the vision you have in your mind of Tommy Fleetwood is exactly what he looks like right now. I've always said that. Just Tommy Fleetwood has that. But then you look, a lot of the players did it. But then you look at some of the other ones, like Tony Finau, who showed up like Tiger usually shows up. You know, the red shirt, black pants, hat to the back, Nike hat to the back. He's just like, hey, you know, I felt pretty inspired. So. He decided to do it that route. So good to see the golf world and celebrities showing a lot of support for Tiger in this time. But at the same time, you've got your guy over on Fox News, who's part of the five. What is his name? Greg Gutfeld. Mm-hmm. Who is like, why are we talking about him? I mean, it's like, you know, really, do we want to talk about him for an hour? I don't. You know, he's like, everybody wants to hear about this. I don't. He says, my prayers are limited. There's some really bad stuff going on in the world. Maybe we should focus on that stuff. I'm just like.
His prayer budget.
Tiger's one of your guys.
He can't afford. My prayer budget's tight this month. I remember getting that alert, and you're definitely a much bigger golfer person than I am. But I remember getting the alert. And I'm like, oh, man, Tiger's in an accident. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see him, you know, I think when the officer that responded first, you know, Tiger was, you know, calm, lucid, could talk. That's always a good sign. And I think there's going to be video from the officer's, vest that Vincent is going to show all that. So that'll be interesting to see
when that comes out.
So his camera was on. Yeah. So his camera's on, and so eventually they're going to get that information. They've ruled out that, you know, he wasn't drinking. There was nothing there, so they're fine with that. What they're trying to find out is just what happened to the vehicle. Yeah. There's no charges against him. You know, he didn't do anything. This is totally different than the last time he had a fender bender running from his wife. So it's good that I felt bad. Like, you think about his children, right? Because that's probably how they found out that their dad was in an accident. Mm. Through social media and it going viral. So I think that's interesting. Because on the police scanners, you know, they probably overheard, we have Tiger Woods. He's under here. And so it just takes off. So I felt bad for his family, but I hear that his surgery went well. And, you know, he had a lot of support from his family, got a lot of support from the golf community, a lot of celebrities. I personally think he'll come back because he's still pretty young. And I think what Tiger would do is just change his shot. He might have to make some adjustments, but he'll come back. And it'll be a great story. Everybody wants to see that comeback story.
Yep.
And maybe that could be the comeback story that makes everybody forget about all the cheating.
No,
it's allegations. Not going to happen. Look at Kobe, right? Now, you know, if Kobe's situation, he had the whole, you know, alleged rape thing. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he took the Lakers back to greatness, and then he also won, a Grammy, and all the different stuff he did, all that overshadowed
and Oscar,
that. There's still some people that hated him, but a lot of them hated him because he was so good and dominant. They weren't like, you know, not many people were saying, I think he's a rapist. So I think maybe this deal would make, you know, if Tiger is able to come back to a level of greatness at all, just gets one more green jacket, I think maybe that'll help people forget about it.
But he's done that. Here's the thing. His comeback this last time was that momentous comeback, right? And so and he did get the green jacket, and that was a great moment. That was when you saw everybody follow him down the 18th. It's amazing to see what happens with Tiger. I got to actually see Tiger play in person, and it was on the Ocean Course, PGA Championship Ocean Course in Kiawah Island. And buddy of mine, Barry's like, I haven't seen this many people following one man around since Jesus. And he's right, because the way people moved, and this is right before they allowed phones on the golf course. So I actually have a picture of Tiger, but the way I had to do it, I had to kind of, you know, open up the camera, open it up, and then hide it like here and then snap the picture from the side just to, and then go back and look, did I get it? Because if they catch you with the phone, that's when, if you think of the time when Serena Williams got in trouble for having her phone out taking pictures, and she's like, well, I don't know. Hell, people take pictures of me all the time when I'm playing. I think the comeback story, great. I just don't know that he actually makes it back to that level. And his son, Charlie, is amazing. So the minute Charlie goes pro, I think Tiger comes back to play with him at some point, because watching Charlie play with him, their swings are identical, which of course is a great thing, because Tiger's swing as a kid was a lot more violent, which he's taught Charlie not to have that violent swing. But amazing golfer. He's got his daddy's traits. So he's able to do it great. But here's the thing. People love the comeback story, but people also love to hate. Michael Vick was a comeback story. They still hated on him. You know, Tiger, he's still a cheater. No matter what, he's still a cheater. I'm like, yeah, but when you say Trump was a cheater, they go, well, you know, everybody's a human.
Well, but I think the comeback story, it depends on what the story was, right? Mm-hmm. Getting caught with dogs and all that is a little bit different than you almost died, you know, and then you had the surgery. Like, everyone thought you were done. There's no way physically that you're probably going to be able to come back. He got the same surgery, I think, that Alex Smith got. And Alex Smith came back, and everybody's like, wow, that's phenomenal. So I think that story is what maybe makes the comeback better, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I mean, I believe he's going to come back. I think he's going to do well, because I think the sports world is just not done with what Tiger Woods can do. I think he has a little bit more in the tank to give us.
And I would love to see it, because trust me, as much as I love Rory McIlroy, as much as Ricky Fowler, I like Ricky Fowler, Tiger's the reason I watch golf. When Tiger's not playing, I'm not watching. And it's really just that simple, because he brings a level of excitement to the game and what he can do and what he has done. And people have forgotten how much they try to Tiger-proof the course for him when he was just running away with these tournaments. They're like, oh, we got to do something to stop this guy. And how many people he's inspired along the way, because the people like Brooks Koepka, who are people who got into this because of him. Just, you know, Justin Thomas, who, yeah, they're friends, but Justin Thomas was looking up to Tiger, you know? So you have all these guys that are on there, all these guys that are on the tour right now that he's playing with. He's the OG. He's the guy that they idolized when they were coming up as young ones in the game. And, you know, his influence has been massive. I mean, hell, just to get me on the golf course was, you know, the first day I showed up on the golf course, I showed up in jeans and sneakers. So, you know, I definitely wasn't ready for the golf course when I first got out there. So.
Yeah, that was my first time playing golf, too. So I totally get it. We were going to walk 18 holes, and I think I made it to like 12. And I'm like, I can't. I'm done. I'm tired.
People think, you know, oh, well, golf is not it's not a real sport. I mean, you know, you get in the cart, you go, you're just hitting the ball. The first time I did 18 holes, right? It took us, what, 4.5 hours? I went home and slept for 4 hours immediately, just because you're using muscles you don't even think about. Sore in places you didn't know there were muscles. You're like, wait a minute. But love it. If you're competitive, it's the sport, and that's why I love it so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of competitive in sports, what's going on with the Washington football team? I thought we were going to have a name.
Funny thing is, you know, especially when you bring up Alex Smith and the fact that he started for the Washington football team last year. Great story, because he was a 49ers quarterback. Love Alex Smith because of that and some of the stuff he did along the way. We won't get into that. But Washington football team has decided that they're not going to change the name this year. Right. They'll keep this name through this next season, and there won't be a name change before 2022. And I'm going, why even change it? Go with Washington football team. Stick with that. I like the name. Be different. You know, I mean, you've already had this racist name for so long. What are you going to call it next? You know, the Saints are already taken. And, you know, so what are you going to be next? I've heard some suggestions early on, and people were like, oh, why don't we call it the Red Tails? I'm like, what's the significance of the Red Tails in D.C.? Now, if this was Alabama, it would make sense. If it was Alabama Crimson Tide, and we're like, we're going to change the name of the Crimson Tide. What are you going to change it to? How about Red Tails? Because, you know, Alabama.
Tuskegee, yeah.
Exactly.
Tuskegee experiment.
So,
yeah, I'm with you. Just leave it. just leave it. I mean, it's different because I think whatever you're going to change it to, it's going to be stupid. That's just what it's going to be. It's going to be stupid. I remember when the New Orleans Pelicans changed their name from the Hornets to the Pelicans. I'm like, this is stupid. that's just dumb, right? And so I think if they're going to try to change from the Washington football team, I don't know what they're going to go to. I definitely don't want them going to something to, you know, try to appease, you know, the African-American community with some kind of name. Don't do that crap, you know, but just leave it. Be the Washington football team.
Yeah.
You know, playing,
you
playing
keep
for
your
Washington.
Colors. It looks good. Go with it. It's fine. You know what? You know what? It's just Washington. Go with it. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like the Bears, you know, or the, well, no, I guess like the Cubs, Sox. I'm trying to think of a baseball team that just has their city. Or state. Yeah, nope, can't think of one.
There's none.
There you go. There you go. That's the reason why they should keep it, because no one else is doing that.
That's exactly. So no one else is doing it. It's a takeoff what's coming from overseas, where it's the such and such football club, right? And what America calls soccer, but the rest of the world calls football. But that's the way teams are named. Well, we're already stealing the way advertising is done on jerseys in the NBA. So why not just steal the way teams are named? And hey, Washington football team, leave it there. Because now you're the original in the NFL. Anybody else does it, they're copycats.
They're copying you. Yeah. You're different than any sport in America. Every sport in America has some type of something to it. You're just, hey, we're the Washington football team. And that's
it. But you know what? It's Dan Snyder. He's got a lot of Jerry Jones in him. He's going to fuck this up.
Yeah, he'll find a way to do it. But I'm with you. I say just leave the name, you know, the way it is and run with it. But I bet, you know, let the record show that I said whatever they come up with is going to be stupid. It's going to be something that people are going to make fun of more so than like, rally behind, and then everybody would just get used to it, like the New Orleans Pelicans. Everybody's just used to it now. It's still dumb to me, but whatever.
Next year when they come with the Washington Generals, be like, y'all are not leading anybody. Shut up. That's just some bullshit. Speaking of bullshit,
a lot of bullshit happened this week, right? You had. What I saw, Lionel Richie, his girlfriend she's some type of influencer. I just don't know in what, but his Lionel Richie's 71. What she, you know, there's all these, you know, Twitter influencers, Instagram. She's a lifestyle blogger. So her name is, I think it's
Parigi.
Yeah, Lisa Parigi. So she's a lifestyle blogger, whatever that means. So Lionel Richie 71, you know, I know, I get it. Lionel Richie 71, and they don't say her age, but they know she's in her 30s. Now, no, here's the interesting thing.
I think they said she's 30. I think they said she's
somebody
30.
Said, so, Lifestyle Bob Parigi, who is reportedly in her 30s, and then there's someone else that commented that she's 30, love wins. That's what a fan posted. So she's in her 30s at some point. But they started dating in 2014.
Yeah, so, people are just, it's like, why did this start trending recently?
yeah. So they started dating in 2014. So this is not like a new story. So that means she could have been in her late 20s dating a 60-something-year-old man. So now everybody's like giving this issue like, well, that's just disgusting because when she was zero, Lionel was 40, you know, and all that type of stuff. And I'm just like, why is everybody hating? Like, I hope if I'm 71 and there's somebody in their 30s that wants me, I'm winning. I'm happy about that. There's nothing wrong with that. But why do we make such a big deal out of this? Because you've seen the trend. There's a lot more older women dating younger men. And it's not that it's not that big a deal, right? Everybody looks at Ashton Kutcher like he's the man for dating Demi Moore, right? And so why is this like an issue? I just don't get it.
Well, so I'll say this too. First of all, I saw a picture of them together and went, Lionel Richie looks good to be 71, right? Now, if I had Lionel Richie's money, I'd definitely look that good to be 71 too. But perfect proof that black don't crack. Because I've seen some people with money, and they don't look like that at 71.
Yeah.
Hell, they don't look like that at 51.
So yeah.
I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
He does not look like his face is made of leather. Like some people who've had way too much plastic surgery, they look just crazy. He looks good for 71. So am I surprised that they're together? No, because he's got a shitload of money.
Yep.
You know who's
and
not,
we know Lionel likes brick houses. She's a brick house. He's told us for years that's exactly what he's into. So you don't see no 70-year-old brick house.
I can bounce a quart off of her ass. Look, here's the thing too, man. It's why are we so worried about that? And I get it, because so one of these other shows, I know you don't watch a lot of reality TV shows, but this, to me, it's just that break from reality, because it's non-reality TV, really. And there's one, Marrying Millions, where you've got the guy who is 69, and he's dating she's 23. I may be undercutting her age by a couple of years, maybe 2-3 years. But either way, her dad doesn't want them to get married, obviously, and it's, you know, putting up this big fuss behind it. But when he met her dad, and the dad's like, well, what is she going to get out of marrying you? He goes, money. You know who is never, and all his friends are like, oh, she's just a gold digger. And it's like, the people who don't worry about that are the people, because he's getting what he wants out of the relationship, she's getting what she wants out of the relationship. And actually, even for the wedding, she's like, he wants to go, let's get married at the Versace mansion. She's like, yeah, my family wouldn't want that because that's not their style. Let's go up to Springfield, Illinois, and we'll get married in my grandmother's backyard. And he's like, yeah. Really? You know, so is it really about the money? Regardless, it doesn't matter. Let people live. Why are we all in people's business? This is where we go, shut your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay out of their business. Let Lionel live his best life, damn it.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. But I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
So when your princess turns 30, and she wants to marry a 70-year-old man, will you still have the same viewpoint?
You know, great thing about me is I don't answer hypothetical questions.
Well, I'm glad this is recorded because, you know, 30 years from now, somebody is going to go, you know, Black Twitter is going to find this and they're going to put this out when you start talking trash. I'm like, remember you said this?
Like, honey, make sure there's a prenuptial agreement and you have... No, I really can't answer that question because at the end of the day, you know, what you're worried about at times, it's got to be about that your kids are happy, man. Just like, you know, it's about happiness. And if this is the person that makes you happy, I'm not going to go, well, you got to find somebody your exact age because they could all be jackasses. Hell, when we were 30, we were jackasses. So, I mean, you know... Well, I mean, you still are. My bad. You still are. You still are. I apologize. You still are. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. My bad.
Yeah, like, sir, that is not who I am. Okay? Slander.
I just hope that in that case, I would be, you know, of sound mind and body to go, are you happy? Honestly. And if so, fine. Now, keep in mind, that's 30 and a 70, right? Now, you go back 10, 12 years, and that's where I have issues from the very beginning. Because I had a neighbor who, was it her first husband? Yeah, her first husband. They met when she was in high school, and he was like in his mid-20s. And here's how bad this is. She was like a sophomore in high school, right? She met him because he broke up with one of her classmates. The fuck? And as she's telling me the story, I go, yo, your guy was a fucking predator. And she's like, well, no, it's just like out there in the country, that's what it is. And I'm like, no. I said, when I was 21, I couldn't. There's nothing I could talk to anybody at that age. I said, hell, I graduated when I was 17. There was no conversation I could have with anybody in high school that would meet, because we're in two completely different planes. What kind of 25-year-old man is going after a woman that's 10 years younger than him? Nah, that dude got problems. Be glad you're away from him.
Yes, yes.
For real.
Run, girl, run!
That's what your mommy and daddy should have been telling your ass.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is sick. That is sick. But speaking of 30-year-olds, now, I would rather have a 30-year-old who's marrying a 70-year-old man than this story of this substitute teacher.
What are we getting into?
The substitute teacher in Carrollton, Georgia.
Okay. Oh,
she is being charged with 19 counts of child molestation, right? After she allegedly video recorded herself performing a sex act in front of a classroom of elementary students. So, now to give you an idea of what she did, she had a video camera, you know, used her phone under the table, you know, pleasuring herself, and sent that video to who, I don't know, because I wonder how she found out. Maybe she meant to send it to the boyfriend or somebody and oops, it went to someone else, but it went out. And she did this in the classroom with all the students in there. Now, apparently, what the investigators are doing is they know what's on the video. They know what the video shows. Now they're going to start interviewing these second graders just to see what they saw. Because that's the thing. Maybe they didn't even know this was happening, which I hope, know what's happening. But who gets so turned on in the moment that you got to do that in front of just being in a room of kids would not make me think of sex whatsoever.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. I just would not be turned on at that point. I don't care what kind of naughty text somebody might send me. I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. But I'm in a room full of second graders. I am totally not thinking about that. What was she thinking? I just have no idea.
I've heard of women, masturbating in rush hour traffic. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Yeah.
Tell them kids in the car next door to keep their eyes and hands in the vehicle. I'm totally fine with that because you're still within the confines of your own car. But you're in the classroom?
In the classroom.
Are you kidding me?
In the classroom. Like, how dumb do you got to be to do something like that? And, your career is over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your career is over. You won't get a job teaching anymore. And then, her parents, she had her first appearance in court this week. And so the parents are there. They're keeping her locked up. So she's not even out on bail. And her trial, the trial starts the first week of March. So her parents are there and they're like, hey, we love you. And I think to your point earlier, parents' job is to love their children and all that. But I think I'd be that parent that just being like, because you're a dumbass. What were you thinking? I would totally be.
You must have got that from your mama's side of the family.
I'd be mad.
Ain't nobody in my family gonna do anything that goddamn stupid.
I'd be like, hey, Your Honor, I'm sorry. My wife liked to smoke weed when she was pregnant. I think this is her fault. This is why this happened.
Your Honor,
that's just crazy.
I need a DNA test because this cannot be my child. Goddamn it.
But it's just, I just can't believe that she would do something like that. I really hope that none of those second graders saw any of that and had no idea what was going on. They're just totally clueless. But I just can't imagine why someone would do that. It's just so crazy.
Here's the bad thing about it, is kids are more attentive than we give them credit for. Mm-hmm. So, and really, what do you want the kids to say? I don't think it even matters whether they saw it or not. You did it in the classroom with them.
Right.
You're in the front, obviously in the front of the classroom, I'm assuming. Even if you're off to the side in the corner, you're in a friggin', if they can arrest you for peeing in the corner because you couldn't make it to the goddamn bathroom because the stores are closed and it's COVID and you got to pee in an alley and they're going to get you for indecent exposure, there should be no question. Absolutely none.
Oh, none. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see. She's going to have to do some time on this one. But then could you imagine you're going to prison? What are you in for? Well, my twat got hot and I had to send a video to somebody.
If she ended up in obviously they don't have co-ed prisons, but if the perfect person to go to prison with would be this guy out of Mark Shack, who's a history teacher's aide at Shady Grove Middle School in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Okay.
And his was not in the classroom. Well, no, because it was. But it was a virtual classroom.
Okay.
This jackass thought, you would think, Jeffrey Toobin, we excused him because He's old. He doesn't know how this shit works. It's technology. He's probably like, where's my VCR? We don't have those anymore, sir. But this jackass, he's young. I want to say, let's see, how old is he? Was he 32? He was somewhere around there. He's a teacher's age. Young guy, right? Either way, young guy, and he decided, he thought that he had logged off, stands up, backs away from the computer, and starts jacking off. It's a 13-second clip that's out there. His excuses: I had no clue that Zoom was still on. Why would I do that? That's my job, my career. I had no clue that Zoom was on. I mean, that's just crazy behavior. Duh. Yeah, we know that. We know it's crazy behavior. And then he says, it was not done intentionally. I had no clue that I was on video. Your camera is right there in front of you. What did you see in that classroom of eighth graders that made you go, I got to knock this out right here, right now?
Yeah. Yeah. That two things bothers me about this dude. One, if you were doing a Zoom class and it logged off, what was going on before that that got you aroused? So yes, that's a little concerning.
Were they talking about the Scarlet Letter? But that's not.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what were you talking about? What were you teaching in that Zoom class that you were that aroused that as soon as you thought everybody logged out, you had to stand up and do your thing? The second issue I have with him is, who stands up and does that? I mean,
I knew you were going to say something.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up with that technique? Who does that? Like, I don't know. Any guys listening, comment. Let me know. Do you stand up when you? We're all human, right? We're adults. We're adults here in this call right now, on this podcast. We're adults. We know that people do self pleasure. We know it.
Jack off 101. Here we go.
But who stands up and does it? That's just weird to me. I'm like, that's just creepy.
It's like, I've got to go curl up in the fetal position in my bed first.
Yeah, you know, you gotta light some candles. You got to get the right blanket. You got to get the spot.
Let me get my mixtape right.
Get everything situated. Throw on some old school Jodeci because you want to remember somebody you dated back in college. Like, you set the tone. But who just stands up? It's just weird to me. I'm like, that's just weird technique. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at least the girl in Georgia was sitting down, right?
There's no way to make that better than just like, yeah, oh, well, at least she was sitting down. No, she wasn't. Because you could easily go, well, at least he was in his house by himself. Yeah, which means he was also sitting there on the Zoom call with no damn pants on. No pants on.
Now, I think there's a whole lot of people in America since this pandemic has been doing that. There are a lot of people who, you know, dress shirt on and just underwear, boxer shorts, or maybe wear nothing. So who knows? A lot of us could have done that. But it just, I don't understand what you were doing that during that Zoom call, you just had to go stand up and go right at it. Because did he have something else on the screen? Did he have like another window that had a porn playing? And then he had the Zoom. And so he thought the Zoom was out and just switched over to the other thing.
That could be it too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe that could be what happened. Because I'm just like, when the Zoom ends, the screen normally goes dark. So are you just...
missed the money shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So as soon as normally a Zoom call, the screen kind of goes dark. What are you looking at? So maybe he had like another tab that he had something on and, you know, he had to... He just couldn't wait. He just couldn't wait.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
This is why we drink.
I just can't believe after Jeffrey Toobin that this happened. And with somebody younger, it's impossible to believe. But hey, you know,
they're not listening to our podcast. That's the problem. That way they'd have heard us talk about Jeffrey Toobin and would have known. I need to make sure I log out.
That's the first thing I always do. But see, and here's the thing. I think for me, I've always had that kind of thing, especially dealing in radio. I've heard people play phone calls or check their voicemail over the air or have personal conversations over the air because they're not aware that their pot is still on. So they're talking on the phone, they've got the monitor down, so they can't even hear that it's going over the air, and everybody in the car is just listening to this kind of stuff. And for me, I've always been so afraid of that that I've always kept my studio dark so I can see what lights are on. And there's nothing that's potted up and that the slide is up if it's not actually playing. If it's not, yeah. I'm bringing it down. That way, for me, checks and balances, CYA, cover your ass. Or in this case, cover your nuts, cover your screen. Jackass. Yeah. Oh my God. Shut your camera off.
Yeah. Shut your camera off and shut your mouth.
Oh shit. Let's get out of here, man.
What are you sipping on?
Well, I saw your bar and I saw you had this vodka back there that I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what was it? And you said, oh, something here out of Austin. So I decided to go with something else also out of Austin. Tito's.
So
just straight up Tito's.
Yeah, I think that's a Deep Eddie vodka is what I had. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Dripping Springs, which is outside of Austin. Now that I have a full bar set up, and now that I have it, it's like I have to keep it stocked. So that's the other thing now, because I normally wouldn't keep a bunch. So now I'm like, I got to keep it stocked because it looks good if I have all my wine in there and I have the stuff there. So today's Angel's Envy. What I got. Yeah. A little straight up. I had a friend of mine. I went to this Whiskeys of the World event, which is really dope. It's a traveling deal. And I'm sure once COVID's over, they'll come back up again. But you get a chance. You pay like $100 and you get to sample like 75 different whiskeys and bourbons from all over the world. But you also get this little tasting glass that says Whiskeys of the World on it. So I've always loved this little thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to definitely... to your house getting in order, looking like the model home, definitely not looking like you decorated it. So congratulations on that. To you actually having a bar, because I know for me, when I met my wife and she bought me a bar, I was like, you need one of these? I'm like, no, I don't. I got space on my counter. I'm fine. So I think this is the true sign that we're adulting now. This is where adulting really comes in, when you have a bar in your house. So to your bar and the rest of your house and the wall forming behind you, I see that, you know, and to you getting in the house and finally getting comfortable in the house, I think we drink to that today. So I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
That Tito's are so smooth. Jeez.
It's a good burn. It's a good burn.
Make sure you turn your camera off first. All that noise you're making.
I just stand out with my dick out.
And that's how the podcast ended.
Yeah.